Good morning, welcome back to Nachyami. Today we're going to be learning Perek Ches in Migilas Koheles, the 8th chapter of Ecclesiastes. Let's take a look at this Perek. It's 17 psukim long. The general theme is Tzadik V'Raloi Theodicy, trying to understand Hashem's judgment in this world. We're going to look at it in 5 micro sections, as we've been doing, try to get a sense of the general theme of little sections within. The first pasuk stands alone, pasuk Aleph, and it goes as follows: Mi ke'achacham mi'adea pesha davar. Who is like the wise person who understands Pesher Davar? That's a hard word to translate over there. Some just say the meaning of the adage is the way it's translated in the JPS. Chochmas Adam Tarponov, the wisdom of a person will enlighten their face, Voiz Ponov Yeshuneh, and so that his deep discontent is dissembled. So what is going on in this passage? Look, it sounds like there's two unique aspects to a wise person. Number one is he knows Pesher Davar, and the other one is it lights up his face, this wisdom. What are these two ideas? The Targum actually says that Aramaic translation explains that who can understand the real meaning of the words of Hashem? The word Pesher means to say depth of understanding. If it were not for the prophets themselves, so a person really, in order to be able to understand, you need to have great level of wisdom, so much so that it lights up your face to fully and truly appreciate Hashem's wisdom. The book Ta'alumas Chachma on Megillas Koheles explains the word Pesher doesn't come from the word understanding, the depth of understanding, but rather from the word Peshara, which means compromise. Then that means to say is that, and we've just talked about how extremes are not good in the previous chapter. And what he's saying is that who's the Chacham who can find the place in the spectrum to place the pin? When you know that two values are attention, be able to find a way through that. The Gemara gives an example of how Hashem was able to create a pshara, a compromise between Chizkiyahu HaMelech and Yeshayahu HaNavi, who had disagreement as to whether Chizkiyahu was liable for death or not, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu found a way of working it out between the two of them from the word pshara. And so many of the most important decisions in our lives are pshara, are compromises between two values at stake, not between good and evil, but between good and good. And the question is, what do you sacrifice for one good over the other? Our next of the second of the micro sections is the Psukim Beis to Dalit. In this section, it sounds like we're supposed to be listening to the king. Ani Pimelech Shemor, I'm going to follow the words of the king. Val Divras Shavuas Elohim, and the words of the oath to God. Al Tibohem Ponov, Telech Al Tamon Badavara, Ki Kol Asher Yachpotz Yaseh. A king can do anything he wants. A king is not withheld. Ba'asher Devar Melech Shilton, everything he says is sovereign. What does this mean? Why are we suddenly talking about a king? The Ibn Ezra explains that don't let your chachma, don't let your wisdom, now that I've just been talking about getting a lot of wisdom, don't let that interrupt your respect for authority. Something we sorely need in today's society, where people think because they have a little bit of wisdom, because they read a headline of an article, they're an expert in the topic, and now they can discuss and diminish and disgrace and slander authority. One has to be very careful about this. Don't let that one overcome the other. Rashi explains that there's two melachim over here. There's the human melech that we follow, we pay taxes, we live in society, and yet we should not let that overcome our pre-existing oath to the melech malchei hamlochem. That's what's referring to by the shavua, the oath over here, is that we follow the law of the land, but we ensure that the law of the land should not be contradicting the law of the universe, and that is the Torah itself. We move into the third micro section, which is Psukim Hei to Ches. In this section, it talks about the idea of performing mitzvahs and the control of the mind. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra, ve'es mishpat yeda leiv chacham. A person who performs a mitzvah will never know an evil thing, and the time of judgment will be known to the heart of the wise person. He discusses how everything has its time and place, as he has said beforehand, it seems. And he describes that a person, Ein Adam Shalit Baruach, a person cannot control the spirit, Lichlo Es Aruach, to encapsulate it. Ve'ein Shilton B'yom HaMavet, there's no control on the day of the death. The Gemara describes how that's referring to a number of specific individuals who have passed away. And this seems to be the section. What is the meaning of this? Rav Mordechai Zer Kavod, in his commentary Da'at Mikra, explains that when a person performs a mitzvah, he will not be affected by bad thoughts. Meaning, when do you really have control of your mind, control of your psyche, control of your subconscious, is when you're involved in spiritual pursuits. If you're involved in material pursuits, you are besotted with, you are pounded by all kinds of thoughts at all times of the day and the night. You do not have control of your mind. But a person who is spiritually in control, a person who's working on their meditative control, they're involved in spiritual pursuits which involve the mind and the heart, such a person will have a degree more of control in their life. The Gemara takes it to a different direction, which is a fascinating principle in halacha, and that is that the Gemara says, quoting Rav Chinana bar Idi in Shabbos Daf, Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Kol Ose Mitzvah Kama Amara, if a person does a mitzvah as it is expected to be done, and Mevasrin Osei B'Soros Ra'os, that person does not hear bad tidings, that person is going to live a protected life. And the Gemara goes so far as to say, to add a statement, Afilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Goyzer Gezera Hu Mevatla. If Hashem even made a Gezera on such a person, he would annul it, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu will, if it will respond to a person who's Shomer Mitzvah. That's how powerful it is if a person does a mitzvah. And the critical word in this Gemara is Kema'amara, as it was said, not for the ulterior motives, not for any kind of ultimate bias or agenda. If a person really, really does it, then ultimately they will be praised and they will be protected. And finally, now we move into the second last of these sections, which is micro section 4, which is from Sukkim Test Yudalad. In this section, he talks about, essentially, it is summarized in the last of the Pesukim of the section, which is, Yesh Hevel Asher Nasa Ala Aretz. There's this terrible emptiness, this is a void which has been done on the earth. Asher Yesh Tzadikim Asher Magi Alehim Kama Asir Rasha'im. There are the righteous who receive the actions of the evil. Yesh Rasha'im Asher Magi Alehim Kama Asir Tzadikim. And the evil who receive the actions of the Tzadikim. Omarti Shegam Ze Havel. This is empty. This is a void. It's beyond comprehension. The Koheles is directly questioning the idea of a evil person prospering and a righteous person suffering. One of the greatest questions of all time in monotheism. In polytheism, this is not a question because you can just attribute it to another power. But in monotheism, it all goes up the totem pole to one power, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's so hard to understand. And this is the question of the section. It is interesting that he actually points out in the section that he knows that sometimes it takes a long time for judgment. Listen to the way he frames it. He says, you know, I look around and I see Asher Chotei Oseh Ra, Ma'asu Marichlo. I see an evil person doing evil, let's say 100 times, or as the Targum says, for 100 years. And Umarichlo, Hashem gives him the space and doesn't go and intervene and give justice right then. Kigam yodea ani. I know Asher yihya tov liyirei Elokim asher yiru miponav. I know they'll be good for those who fear God. Which means to say that he's saying experientially and logically, I'm looking at two different things. Experientially, I look around the world, I see these terrible, corrupt human beings who live good lives. And I know that Hashem is ultimately going to pay them back. And I know that the good people are going to get rewarded. But I don't see it. And I know it's coming and I'm waiting. But I can spend even 100 years waiting. I cannot see the justice even in the course of my lifetime, but I still know. And that's the struggle that Koheles is saying exists over here, is knowing one thing and waiting for it because it's not experientially evident. Finally, we close with the last two psukim in this parak, which are psukim, the last three psukim, Tezvav to Yud Zayin. This micro section is about the limits of wisdom. And he says, you know what? In the end of the day, he describes if a person has so much wisdom, they can't really fully understand it. They're not able to understand it during the day or during the night. There's a limit to wisdom. And so his conclusion, interestingly enough, in Pasuk Tezvav as a function of this is, V'shibachti ani asas simcha, I praised happiness. The best thing is for a person to rejoice, to drink and eat and enjoy. And it will accompany them in their toil, the days of their lives, that God gave him. It's interesting, whenever he talks about feasting and enjoying this world, he always talks about it as a great gift of God. It's never because of an abandon of God, it's because specifically as a gift of God. What is also interesting, over here points out the Ta'alumas Chachma, that he says, you know, I've spent so much time agonizing over trying to understand the ways of Hashem, and it's so difficult to understand the ways of Hashem. In the end of the day, he says, I praise those who don't spend so much time trying to understand, because it's so hard to understand. You will never, ever get to the bottom of it. You'll never have full and true, we'll call it menuchas ha-nefesh, harmony of the soul. You'll never be able to get that because it's so deep. So maybe it's even better for a person to be, a simple Jew, a simple person following the word of Hashem. Because when one gets to the complexities, it's very, very hard to understand. This concludes Perek Ches. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.